Writing in Spaces, Needs vs. Wants 3 Messages. James Housefrid, July 7, 2017 at 6:23 p.m. to Marquis Ritchie. Bomb 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 bomb. What exactly is the fuse or fuses in a circumstance, and what exactly has already lit these fuses as active time pressing on? Danger of a message here. Who is actually holding bomb 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and where is in this video the author of this writing her? Those are questions necessary to answer this email. It require a process to which resolves of these, if they are not obviously resident here to when you received this message. There remains even one remaining fuses in terms of symbolic representation, how to diffuse the situation, not to escalate the danger by putting one more bomb and one more lighting of another bomb. One bomb diffuses as another one's bomb is lit and put onto the cake of torment to the diffuses. Email address for reporting, Chetaham Rixals knows the case of moral plus moral forces moral decline moral responsibility criminal heights of neglect a duty to report dangerous conditions of living at relifhuman.net. Do we understand compounded emoji bomb onto a person with MI who is this diffuses of bomb put into place by others desiring bomb after bomb after bomb into his space of miscalculated hate-based prejudice or just plain misguided work-related priorities? The where to begin in this is here, http://meme.gruup.net. As gene is to genetics, meme is to memetics. As gene splicing is to genetics, meme splicing is to memetics. As recombinant genetics is to real science happening, recombinant memetics is to the same plausibility. Genetics is the study of genes, genetic variation, and heredity in living organisms. It is generally considered a field of biology, but intersects frequently with many other life sciences and is strongly linked with the study of information systems. Genetics. Wikipedia https://n.wikipedia.org/wiki/genetics Areas of genetic research. Genomics. Genomics is the study of the structure, function, and evolution of all of the genetic material in a given species, that is, that species' genome. The ability to study entire genomes is made possible by powerful new technologies and insights drawn from fields such as genetics, molecular biology, biochemistry, physics, computer science, robotics, mathematics, and information science. Comparative genomics. In comparative genomics, scientists investigate the similarities and differences among the genomes of different species. All life on Earth is related through evolution by descent with modification from a common ancestor. Comparative genomics can provide clues to the relatedness of different species and to the sequence of their evolution. From a health-related standpoint, comparative genomics can help to identify genes associated with disease and disease processes. Because evolution conserves important structures and functions across species, knowledge of disease-related genes in one species' dog or mouse, for example, can lead to discovery of homologous genes in H. sapiens. Model organisms. A process related to comparative genomics is the use of model organisms to study disease, including treatments. The more closely related to humans the model organism is, the more likely it is we can infer that similar processes might be involved. Molecular biology. Molecular biology is a relatively modern area of biology that involves the investigation of biological processes at the molecular level. Population genetics. The assumptions and mathematics of population genetics allow us to calculate the frequencies of disease-associated mutations in populations. Some populations have higher frequencies than others of certain disease-associated mutations, but we know the reasons for those elevated frequencies in only a few instances. Genome-wide association studies, GWAS. GWAS investigate variants across the entire human genome to determine their relationship to a particular trait, including a disease. A GWAS on type 2 diabetes, for example, would scan the genomes of those with and without the disease to detect variants that are present more frequently in affected individuals than in those who are not.